Rai Argentina to the World presents Gender. Women's rights and inclusion. This is our regular feature on women's rights, on gender, that we air once a week on Rai Argentina to the World. And the first story we want to share with you this week is about a shocking UN report about blue helmets, the peacekeepers of the United Nations, abusing 2,000 women and girls during their mission in Haiti. More than 2,000 women in Haiti, many of them underage, were sexually abused or raped by UN peacekeepers that had been deployed to the Caribbean island between 2004 and 2017, according to a report. Allegations indicate that military and other UN officials who arrived on the island to restore peace in the area, quote-unquote, allegedly had sexual encounters with girls as young as 11-year-old, in some cases. They were taking advantage of a context of poverty and misery following years of civil war and catastrophes, natural disasters. Because of these abuses, many of the women conceived children who are known as the Petit Minusta, which is the acronym of the UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti. Some sources say that about 100 children were conceived as the result of rape by UN personnel. The report was published by International Peacekeeping Magazines, which also points out that most of the soldiers involved belong to Sri Lanka, Chile, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina. The MINUSTA, which stands for UN Stabilization Mission in Haiti, is the longest-running mission in the country, and it was deployed in the Caribbean nation between 2004 and 2017. Its original goal was to assist local Haitian authorities in a context of political instability and organized crime. Several organizations reported that minors were offered food and small amounts of cash to have sex with UN staff. And MINUSTA was even linked to a sex ring operating in Haiti with apparent impunity in the sex slave trade. In the middle of it all, most of the teen mothers and their children were driven from their homes. In some cases, the fathers sent money for a few months, but after they finished their mission and were called back to their countries, they gave up on the children and their mothers. The babies in Haiti, which are the result of these relationships, are rejected by the locals sometimes for being mestizos and also for being a reminder of the so-called peacekeeping force. The former Uruguayan president José Pepe Mujica has provoked some controversy because of some remarks about the feminist movement. He said that he considered it to be quite useless, quote-unquote. José Pepe Mujica, former Uruguayan president, who is considered a world reference in human rights, told a publication called Voces, which is also the publication of his party, the Broad Front of Uruguay, that feminism is invading you. In an extensive interview, Mujica criticized the feminist movement and said, in question, that stridency also ends up screwing up the cause of women because it creates a complaining antipode. Basically, he believes that extreme stances in feminism fuel the dormant reactionary that exists in society itself. Mr. Mojica said that he resists the idea of feminism replacing class struggle, which he considers to be the key fight that encompasses all others. Also, he made clear her criticism of the feminist movement and said that there are many exploited women, those who are left abandoned with their children. But Mojica believes and says that the feminist movement pays no attention to them, and this is one of the most painful things. He also pointed out that women with their faults and things have a responsibility to their children which is not comparable to that of men, because they would do anything to feed them and to protect them, said Mujica on this publication of the Frente al Empleo called Voces, Voices. And finally, from Brazil, we are receiving the news of President Jair Bolsonaro closing down a television channel because it included the topic of sexual diversity as content. The Brazilian government has announced the closure of TV Escola, school TV channel, because it considers it to be leftist. It considers it promotes issues of integrated and inclusive sex education, something that the current authorities' approach consider gender ideology. The Ministry of Education surprisingly announced it would not renew the contract of TV Escuela, a channel which is subsidized by the ministry since the year 1995, which airs educational content only. The news of the closure was received with surprise by the channel staff, some employees told the press, especially since the Ministry of Education had given it a score of 9.86 out of 10 in its last assessment. However, they learned days after the decision that the Ministry of Education was unhappy with the content spread by TV Escuela and communicated the decision not to renew their contract only 15 days before it expired. In this context, Mr. Bolsonaro said days back that things have to change in this aspect and stressed that his administration is, quote-unquote, on a crusade to eliminate all ideology from schools and universities. He also ratified his decision because he assured that renewing the contract would be wasted money and he prefers to focus resources on other issues. And this was our regular segment on gender, produced by Silvana Avellaneda.